Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
1 Kings chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. David says to his son Solomon, right before David is about to die, "I am about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong and show yourself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his rules, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn." What imparting words from a father to his son. "I'm about to die," David says, "so here's my encouragement to you. Be strong. Show yourself a man." The image there in the language is encouragement for Solomon to live and to lead with courage, with faithfulness to God's word. Keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways, keeping his statutes. He just lists different ways to describe his word: statutes, commandments, rules, testimonies, as is written in the law of Moses, that you may. So why, son, why do this? That you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. Like, this is for your good. It's for God's glory. This is for others' good that will be affected by your life and leadership, Solomon. So be strong. The clear implication is Solomon will be tempted to not be strong, to not be courageous, to not follow the word of God, and in the process, to miss out on the prosperity God desires for Solomon. And I think about my life, I think about your life, and I think we all need this exhortation. What a good word for us today. Passed on from 1 Kings 2, 2 and 3. Be strong. Show yourself a man. Be courageous. Obviously, this verse, while it is specifically addressed from a father to his son, applies not just to men. We all face temptations in our lives to be timid in obedience to God's word, to be unfaithful when it comes to his laws, his rules, his commands. It is not easy to follow God's word in this world. It requires courage and strength that God promises to provide. And when we trust in his provision, and when we walk faithfully with him, courageously before him in this world today, we can know that God will bless us, that God will lead us, guide us, provide for us, that we might know his prosperity. Now, to be clear, this is not necessarily the prosperity that we often associate with that word. We think, okay, so does that mean I'm guaranteed health and wealth, which is what is being proclaimed in many places around the world? No, that is not what we see as we read through the whole of Scripture, particularly as we get into the New Testament. We don't see Jesus promising perfect health, worldly wealth, if we follow him. In fact, we see expectations that when you follow Jesus, there will be suffering in this world, that you will actually want to lose, give away possessions for the spread of his glory in the world. But there is a deeper, higher, more wonderful, more truer, more fulfilling, more everlasting prosperity that is found in obedience to Jesus and his commandments, statutes, rules, testimonies. Guaranteed, you will experience a fullness of prosperity from Christ according to his word wherever you turn when you walk faithfully with him. So God, may it be so in our lives. May it be so in my life today. Help me to be strong. Help me to be courageous. Help me to trust your word. Help me to obey your word. I'm going to experience all the good that you've designed for my life in it. God, please make me so. And I pray this over each person who's listening to this right now. God, I pray for their strength. I pray for their courage in following your word. Help them to follow your word today, to obey your word, to trust your word, even when it's not easy. I pray for their strength toward that end, their courage toward that end, that they might experience your good, your blessing, your love, your prosperity, in full relationship with you, in full surrender to you, in full obedience to you. God, I pray these things over them. I pray these things over my kids, over our kids, over the next generation around us, God, that we'd be faithful in our lives and our words to pass this exhortation on to those who come after us. God, we pray that there would be strength and courage of faith flowing from each of our lives into others' lives that we influence. Oh God, may 1 Kings 2, 2, and 3 mark us, both in our own lives and in the influence we have in others' lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.